أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم إنا نسأل إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والغادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملناه وما قصرنا عنه فبلغناه السلام على آل ياسين Twelfth session of Dua Nutbe commentary 20th of March 2009. We start with a little bit. I want to clarify things about last week because during the breakfast of last week, I felt a little bit of confusion, but I don't know if Fatima is here or she has not come yet. Is Fatima here? Okay, so anyway, because my eyesight does not allow me to recognize anyone from this distance. Especially Fatima raised a few questions, that's why I asked. That what I said about the reasons that we may not be able to recognize Imam alayhi salam, that was the topic. That whether when Imam appears, we will recognize him. And then in my talks, I spoke about that Imam's way and approach to issues will be different from other a'imma alayhim as-salam, especially in the way. But there are two things. One is Imam alayhi as-salam will act upon his knowledge of ghaib. If somebody comes and does istighfar and Imam knows he doesn't mean that and he's trying to deceive Imam will not take that as the zahir. But other Imams in the past, they were doing everything from just the zahir of the people. Whatever the people said, even if they knew, they wouldn't act upon their knowledge of the heart of the people. But Imam Zaman will be different. And it is said that he will do the judgment based on, like Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. That means using his knowledge of qayb. The other thing is that he will... In doing that, one of the things that will happen is Imam will kill a lot of people. Then the question came up later on that, what is this? You said, Amu said, you said Imam Zaman alayhi salam is this Imam of the sinners. If he's going to kill people, then this. So that the she found or some people found some conflict or contradiction in what I had said in the past. What I had said in the past, it still holds and it still is there, that Imam alayhi salam is the Imam of the sinners. What does that mean? It means that it's not that Imam is going to kill everyone, the sinners. Because if Imam wants to kill the sinners, then he will be left alone. So he has to rule himself. So Imam would be fighting with the enemies, would be fighting, he would be killing those who are against Imam. And then what I said those people who are sinful in that sense that they persist on doing sin. They are sinners and they persisting in their sinning. Then when it comes the appearance of Imam, they are not able to go to Imam's side. It is not that Imam will kill them because they are sinners. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Salawat bar Muhammad. Allahumma salla ala Muhammad. It is not that Imam will kill them because of them being sinners. They will be killed, those people will be killed because they go against Imam when Imam comes. So do you understand, Fatima, the difference? The difference is that those people who are frequently sinning, they are not in the camp of Imam during the Qaybat. When Qaybat is over and when Imam comes, they will go to the camp of opposite of Imam. And they will be fighting Imam, so they get killed. So I don't know if there is any other question about this. When my talk finishes during the breakfast, you can ask. Another thing I wanted to say before I go to today's topic is that we have to, not that we have spoken so much, when I say so much, it's not too much, but it's still in the last 8-9 months, we have spoken in many ways about the issue of Insan-e Kamil, perfect human. In having spoken about that, I want to make sure that we all understand and we all know that the issue of A'imma, the 14 Ma'asumin as a whole, is it is referred to them as Haqiqatul Wahide. They are one reality. But when it comes to an external wujud, they are 14. It's important that we can develop and understand this notion that we are talking about an intellectual issue. Intellectual issue means A'imma alayhim as-salam, in their suratul ma'qule, in their intellectual form, they are perfect human. So, giving an example about how these 14 ma'sum relate, how they relate to each other. It is like when you look at the sun is one. That's the reality of ma'sumin. But when sun comes up, it gives so many different beams and rays of the light. So let's assume there is the sun that gives 14 rays of the light. So they are all rays of the sun. But the reality of them is the sun itself. Sun is one only. So they are one reality. And we have to make an understanding of that. It is because what happens basically, especially for the people like us, that we are talking about Imam alayhi salam, A'imah, after 1300 years or so. For us, what we do is, the moment it comes to any of them, we make a surat for them in our mind. When I say surat, I mean we make an imagination of this. Imam Ali alayhi salam was this. Imam Hassan was like that. Imam Hussein was like that. And so to other A'imah. No problem in that. The only thing is, if we do not understand this in the issue of their oneness in the reality, then when it comes to what Imam Hassan alayhi salam did in his peace, then it raised the question, why he made peace while Imam Hussein fought? When Imam Hussein fought, then how come Imam Hussein al-Abidin kept quiet, or other A'imma kept quiet in their approach to the issues? So they look to us, they have done different things and they have had different approach. Whereas the difference comes from the difference of environment and difference of the people and difference of... So they are, any of them, if they had been at the time of Imam Hussein, they would have done the same thing. Any of them, if they had been at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam and they had the same responsibility, they would have done the same thing. Basically because they do only act upon the duty and vazifa. So that vazifa and duty of all of them is the same. It doesn't make any difference. So they are one haqiqat with different zuhur. What I have chosen for today's talk, what we do inshallah, we talk until 6:15, and then we do our salat at 6:15, and then we do dua so that we can make it on time. What I've chosen to talk about is the importance of Nusrat of Imam. What is Nusrat? Nusrat means assisting Imam, helping Imam. We have got this issue of, if you go into many ziyarats and du'as, probably some of du'as, this has been used, that people helping Imam. Even that notion of helping Imam in the way of helping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it exists in Quran. وَمَنْ يَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help you. Then we want to understand, when it comes to Imam, what is it, when, what are the ways that we can help Imam? It's very important, because we do want to help Imam, don't we? But we have to make a proper understanding as to how we can help Imam. And helping Imam, it is not confined only to the time that Imam is appeared, and then we go there and we have, so to speak, once our sword in hand waiting for Imam to tell us what to do. Number one, there are certain important ways of helping Imam during the ghibat, which we are at the moment in that. And when Imam alayhi salam comes, again, there are, at that time, there is much less ambiguity as to how to help Imam, because he's there, he talks to people clearly, and they know what to do. I start with some of ahadith, and then we carry on. This is in Bihar of Majlisi. قال الأمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. This is from Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الأمير المؤمنين, said to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنما مثلك مثل قل هو الله أحد فإنه من قرأها مرة فكأنما قرأ ثلث القرآن. ثلث القرآن. Indeed, the example of you, Prophet is telling to the Imam Ali alayhi salam, example of you is the example of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. In what way? Because we know that قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ is one third of Quran. So whoever reads قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ once, he has done one third of Quran. فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ, whoever reads it twice, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ, it's like he has done two-thirds of Quran. وَمَنْ قَرَأَهَا ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنِ, whoever has done it, who reads this surah three times, he's as though he has read the whole Quran. And then let's see how it relates to Imam Ali alayhi salam. فَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِقَلْبِهِ كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ ثَوَابِ ثُلُثِ أَعْمَالِ الْعِبَادِ. So it is like that. فَكَذَلِكَ is like that. مَنْ أَحَبَّكَ, whoever loves you, has love for you, بِقَلْبِهِ by his heart, كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ ثَوَابِ ثُلُثِ أَعْمَالِ الْعِبَادِ, for him there is the ثَوَاب of أعمال of worships of one third of the whole people is for them. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِقَلْبِهِ وَنَسَرُكَ بِلِسَانِهِ, and whoever loves you by heart and helps you by tongue is for him مثل سلوسي ثواب أعمال الرباط, two thirds of ثواب of worshipping of other people is for that person who loves you with the tongue, with heart, and help you with tongue. So here is the issue of nusrat, helping Imam. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّكَ بِغَلْبِهِ وَنَسَرَكَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهُ كَانَ لَهُ مَثَلُ ثَوَابَ أَعْمَالِ الْعِبَادِ, and whoever who loves you by heart and who helps you by tongue and hand, for him there is ثواب of all the worshippers. That's one hadith. The other one, Imam Hussein alayhi salam قال من أحبنا بقلبه ونسرنا بيده ولسانه هو معنا في الغرفة التي نحن فيها. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, whoever who loves us with his heart and helps us with his tongue and hand. When it says hand, it's not specifically about hand. It is related to an external action that we do. It can be with, normally we do our actions with hands and foot. هُوَ مَعَنَا فِي الْغُرْفَةِ, that person is with us in the levels of بِهِشْت. Sorry, بِهِشْت. What is بِهِشْت? جَنَّت. He is with us in the same level of جَنَّت. نَحْنُ فِيهَا. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنَا بِقَلْبِهِ وَنَسَرَنَا بِلِسَانِهِ فَهُوَ دُونَ ذَلَكَ بِدَرَجَةٍ. And whoever who loves us by heart and helps us by tongue, he will be one level lower than us in Jannat. So that same level would be person who loves them by heart, help them by tongue and by hand, means by his actions. Whoever who just loves them by heart and help them only by tongue. By tongue means, say, we know that there is some real serious issues going on between Muslims and non-Muslims. The people who love them by heart and talk about this and support it by talk, but they do not go and do any action, physical action. So they are in one level lower in Jannat. And لَمَنْ أَحَبَّنَا بِغَلْبِهِ وَكَفَّ بِيَدِهِ هُوَ لِسَانِهِ فُهُوَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever who loves us by heart, but by his tongue and his hand, he does not do zulm against us. He doesn't do anything for them, but he doesn't do anything against them as well. So he will be in heaven, in Jannat, but doesn't say what level. So this is how it is categorized, that we love them by heart is the highest status of relationship with Imam. Loving Imam by heart. And helping Imam by tongue is another level, and helping them by our a'mal, by actions, is another level. Again, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, fil jannati salasa darajatin. There is three levels in Jannat. Wa fil nari salasa darakatin. And three levels in Jahannam. The levels of Jahannam is called darakat. Levels of Jannat is darajat. فأعلى درجات الجنان لمن أحبنا بقلبه ونصرنا بلسانه ويده. Again the same thing. The highest level of Jannat is whoever who loves us by heart and helps us by tongue and hand. وفي الدرجات الثانية من أحبنا بقلبه ونصرنا بلسانه. It's almost repetition of the last. So the second level of Jannat is whoever loves us and helps us by tongue. And في الدرجات الثالثة من أحبنا بقلبه في the third level of Jannat, the one who only loves us by heart. But وفي أسفل درك في أسفل الدرك من النار من أبغضنا بقلبه وأعان علينا بلسانه ويده. And the lowest level of Jahannam is for the one who has bughz for us. Bughz, you all understand what is bughz? That hate. Hatred of Imam in heart, and also has helped against Imam by tongue and hand. He's in the lowest level of Jahannam. And في الدرك الثانية من من أبغضنا بقلبه وأعان علينا بلسانه. And second level of Jahannam is the one who has hate for us in the heart and has helped against us by tongue. And the third level, and في الدرك الثالثة من أبغضنا بقلبه. And the third level is for the one who has hate for us. نَسْتَجِيرُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَقَامَاتِ. That we be in those levels. Some people enter to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, arrived to him when he was somewhere, and they told him, فَيَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ أَهْلٌ أَهْلُ كَلِمَةِ التَّوْهِيدِ وَالتَّقْوَى مِنْ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam asked them, مَنْ أَنْتُمْ, who are you? They introduced themselves to Prophet. نَحْنُ أَهْلُ كَلِمَةِ التَّوْهِيدِ وَالتَّقْوَى مِنْ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ. We are the people of Tawheed and Taqwa from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Wa nahnu baqiyat ahli al-haq. And we are, baqiyat is, this word is used in Quran and in some of the du'as and ziyarat. Baqiyat, baqiyatullah means people are who are related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the simplest notion I can give if I don't want to give a lot of explanation. Hammalna kitabu rabbana wa ahlalna halalu. We were carrying the book of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Quran, وَأَحْلَلْنَا حَلَالُهُ وَحَرَّمْنَا حَرَامُهُ. And we made haram his haram to us, and we made halal his halal to us. وَأَحَبَّنَا ذُرِّيَّةِ نَبِيِّنَا. And we loved the progeny or the children of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَسَرَنَا نَصَرْنَاهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا نَصَرْنَا بِهِ أَنفُسَنَا وقاتلنا معهم من نواهم. And we helped them with whatever we could help ourselves with. And we were the enemy of their enemies as well. So we fought with their enemies. So I told these ahadith to as introduction and muqaddama for the issue of nusrat and helping imam. So in some of those 2-3 first hadiths I read, the issue of helping imam was there. Let's see what are the things we can help imam with. That's the main thing. That's the most important thing. We want to learn how can we help imam. So in reality, there is an important notion as to why we have to help imam, because we know, okay, imam is your imam, he is your, you are his servant, he is your mawla, and you have to do whatever he says. That's one thing. But how it is called, I don't want to say it now, I just want to make a reference, but we have spoken about it in probably the first session of Asrar al-Salat, that how the whole other creatures are ta'ayyunat of Imam alayhi salam. Every other creature, they are ta'ayyunat of wujud of Imam alayhi salam. That means whatever you do, if it's bad, you're torturing Imam. If you're doing good thing, you're making Imam happy. But this is an issue that how it is like that, we leave it for those sessions. I only refer to it and say, we, all the creatures, all individuals, and it is said Imam alayhi salam is the spirit of the whole universe, and the rest of the universe, they like the body of Imam. This is the example of it. The example of the relationship between other creatures and Imam alayhi salam is Imam is like the ruh, and the rest of the things are like body. So how can you see that when the body acts and when the body does things, how it can affect the ruh? This is my hand, if I slap on my face, I'm doing something to my ruh, but this is my body is doing it. This is just an example. When I hit my foot, what is my body is doing? My body is doing something which is affecting there and then my spirit and my ruh. Similar to that, the whole universe is like the body and Imam is the ruh of it. So whatever we do, we are affecting Imam. But anyway, let's leave that. That's a bit more technical issue, if I say so. The first thing we can help Imam with is taqwa. If we have taqwa, we have helped Imam. Of course, also there is a very simpler notion. Why is that? When Imam comes, one of the first and foremost things that Imam want to teach the people is ask them to be muttaqi and have taqwa. So by having taqwa, we are helping Imam, because we are acting exactly what he wants to do. When he appears, he wants us to have taqwa. I read this from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam in his letter to Usman ibn Hunayf, who was the wali and governor of Basra during Imam alayhi salam. Imam writes him, Ala wa inna li kulli ma'mumun imamun yaqtadi bih. Be aware that for every imam there is ma'mum. Ma'mum is the person who follows imam. When somebody is doing salat, he is imamul jama'at, and people behind him are ma'mum. So for everyone, there is, for every imam, there are people who are following him. وَيَسْتَذِيعُ بِنُورِ إِلْمِهِ, and they get light from the nur of ilm, of knowledge of imam. أَلَوْ وَإِنَّ إِمَامَكُمْ قَدْ اِكْتَفَ مِنْ دُنْيَاهُ بِتَمْرِهِ, which is date, khurma. Be aware, inna imamakum, indeed your imam only used, in this world he only was using, he sufficed to only date, to khurma. He was so much kept away from dunya. This is he Imam himself. وَمَنْ تَعَمَهُ بِقُرْسِيهِ وَمَنْ تَعَمَهُ بِقُرْسِيهِ And he ate only one piece of bread. Qurs of bread is like a loaf of bread. أَلَا وَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَقْدَرُونَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ So be aware that you cannot be like this. People can, your my followers, Imam alayhi salam says, cannot be like me in that. وَلَكِنْ أَعِنُونِ But, أَعِنُونِ means help me. بِالْوَرَعْ وَإِجْتِهَادْ وَأَغَتْ وَالسِّدَادْ Let me see what this means. Help me in with vara. I know what is vara in Farsi and Arabic, but I don't know what would it be the word for English. But it's a type of, vara is a type of keeping away from dunya. But more technical term, I have to look it up, find the right English word for it. So help me with vara, with keeping away from dunya. Well, ijtihad means efforts in understanding. وَأَغَتْ وَالسِّدَاتْ What was أَغَتْ وَالسِّدَاتْ? تَمَا اللُّغَة أَغَتْ وَالسِّدَاتْ means keep away from being the puppet of أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا Puppet of the people, of the worldly people. Don't be the puppet of the worldly people. That means the people who humiliate themselves for those who are rich. The people who are rich, and there are some people who humiliate themselves for them so that they can get some of the... maybe it's effa, yeah, because I can't... Effatun wasadat. Thank you, yeah. Effatun wasadat means kaffin nafs, keeping away... Your nafs from the people of Ahl al-Dunya. So as you see, Imam alayhi salam says, number one, that for every Imam there is Ma'mum, and then he continues, he says, that help, you cannot be like me, but at least you help me with keeping away from dunya and having bara. So it's very important. One of the first and foremost things we can do in helping Imam is having taqwa. And another hadith that you see, Imam, all the Imams are asking people to help them. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, this is in Usul al-Kafi, A'inuna, or O'inuna, I don't know, A'inuna bil-vara' fa'innahu man lagallah azza wa jal bil-vara' kana lahu indallaha azza wa jal farajan. Means help us with vara', help us with keeping away from dunya, from world. فَإِنَّهُ And indeed, whoever لَغَى اللَّهُ, whoever meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِالْبَرَى while he is happy, he has had بَرَى and he has had kept away, he had kept away from worldly matters. كَانَ لَهُ إِنْدَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَرَجًا For him, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him there is faraj. Faraj means راحت after problem. When the faraj comes, when there is a problem, when there is a tightness in conditions, then faraj comes to open up that problem. So there is an opening of the problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَغُولُ مَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ So I do not continue the rest of it. I just wanted to get the first part of it, which Imam alayhi salam says, help us. So... We are helping Imam when we are having taqwa. This notion which he says, these are from hadith, but I do not have direct hadith here. I have got an analysis of the hadith from the writer of this book. He says, the existence of the people of taqwa, the existence of the people who are muttaqi in every society keeps that society away from bala, from what do you call, Dr. Muhammad? Bala is in Arabic as well, isn't it? For
evil.
No, it's not evil.
Calamity.
Calamity, yes, thank you. So, the existence, the mere existence of people of taqwa in any society keeps away that society from calamity. And that is, I mean, even the, we have heard in the older days, and even in recent days, in every day, in every city, had it not been for the people of taqwa in those cities, which there are a lot of sins are going on, Allah's torture and bala would have come from the sky. And it's kept away from that people only because of those people of taqwa. So taqwa is one of the first and foremost things that we can make nusrat of Allah, of A'imma alayhi salam. We can help A'imma alayhi salam by becoming muttaqi. And we are not talking about how to help Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Inshallah, I continue. There are 8 other things that we can help Imam with in our future Fridays. Where Muhammad Al Muhammad Sarwa, they're all waving for me that finish. We want to have dua and breakfast and things. Okay, I caught for breakfast. Where Muhammad Al Muhammad Sarwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Yep.